Ervin Perkei Mishnah Zion. Misha Hoya B'Mizrach. If a person's on the east side of the city, he's not in the city yet. Like the Rav explains, he's out in the field, and it's before Shabbos. V'Amar Levno, and he says to his son, Arav li b'Marav. Go put an Eir for me on the west side. So what's interesting is that they didn't have phones, obviously, at that time. So the Tversel has to say he had to have told his son beforehand, earlier in the day. So now he's stuck, and now he wants his son to put the Eiriv on the west side, meaning outside of the city, let's say 1,000 amas to the west of the city. So this guy, let's say, is 1,500 amas to the east of the city, and his son is 1,000 amas to the west of the city. Or vice versa, but Marv, he's on the west side, meaning the father, outside of the city, he's all the way to the west of it. V'amr levno, arav li b'mizrach. And he says to his son, put the Eiriv on the east side. So in both of these cases, wherever the son is putting down the Eiriv, his son is putting down the Eiriv, it's obviously more than 2,000 amas away from where this guy is standing. Yes, he can get to the city before Shabbos, but he can't get to where the Eiriv is on outside of the city. So the Mishnah continues, Im yesh heimenu l'veisu alpayim amos. If there's at least a distance from the father where the guy is to the city and it's less than 2,000 amas, ule ruva yosim ikan, but to the Eiriv it's more than 2,000 amas. So his house becomes the Eiriv. And like the Rav explains, he can go 2,000 amas in every direction. But the Eiriv is Aser, meaning that we don't consider the Eiriv as his Makom Shvisa. So if he now wants to go from the house another, let's say, 3,000 amas, let's say the case is the son put it 1,000 amas away, he cannot do that. Next case, Leiruval Paim Amo Ulevesa Yosem Ikan. But what would be the case if he told his son to put the Eiriv in a certain spot, and to that spot it's 2,000 amas or less, but to his house it's further away? So the case has to be, the Mefarshim explain, that it's like slanted distances between them. Like let's say his Eiriv was directly north, less than 2,000 amas. He's on the east side, so it's straight north. And his house is northwest, slanted to the left, northwest. And to go to his Eiriv, it's more than 2,000 amas. So Aser Levesu Mutal Eiruvo. So it's Aser for his house. Doesn't mean that it's Aser to his house. Like the Rav explains, it just means that you can't set the 2,000 amas from his house. That we don't do. But the main point is it's Mutar Le'eruva, meaning his Eiriv is the place, is the base for the 2,000 amas. Yes, it's true that if his house was within the 2,000 amas of the Eiriv, he can go to his house. But the main Shvisa is his Eiriv. Next case, Anoisenes Eiruva Bibura Shalir, if a person puts the Eiriv. Bibura Shalir. So let's say, remember, we had that case where if you have, let's say, one house sticking out, as long as the house is within 70 and 2/3 amas from the rest of the city, that house is considered part of the city. So let's say a guy thinks he's smart, he's a chochem, he puts the Eiriv in this house, thinking that he's going to stretch, let's say he wants to go to the east, and in this little house is sticking out. So we know that this house makes the whole city like that. You just draw the imaginary line where the end is this house. So he puts the Eiriv there, lo asav lo klom, he didn't gain anything, because lamaisa, if your shvisa, if your makom Eiriv is in the city, the whole city is considered for you like dalet amas, and you have 2,000 amas from all sides of the city. So it doesn't help if you put the Eiriv on a specific side of the city, you can put it on the other side of the city, the whole city is looked at as dalet amas. Mishnah continues, in the son of chutz l'tchum, if he put the Eiriv outside of the tchum, so the Gemara explains, this doesn't mean outside the tchum, it means outside of the Bura Shalir. So let's say he puts it a little bit outside 70 and 2/3 amas of the city. Afilu ama achas mashanisker humafsid. Even if he only puts it one ama away, let's say to the east, that which he gains to the east, he loses to the west. So the Rav gives an example. Let's say he puts it 1,000 amas to the east of the city. So he's then able to walk 3,000 amas to the east. He can go 1,000 to the Eiriv, and then another 2,000 from the Eiriv to the east. But let's say the city is 400 amas. When you would then go from the west of the Eiriv, because remember, you have 2,000 amas in every direction of the Eiriv. So if the Eiriv is the Makom Shvisa, if you go to the west, you would go 1,000 amas to the city, and then an additional 4 amas, because the city itself is considered like dalet amas. So now we have 1,004. And then you have another 996 amas to the west. That would complete the 2,000 amas. Now, we only say that the city is looked at as 4 amas only when the 2,000 amas that you're calculating, let's say in this case it's to the west of the city, if the end of that chum would end outside of the city, and the city, the whole city, in the case we just presented, was 400 amas. But that 400 amas was within the 2,000 amas to the west of the Eiriv. Then the city is considered like dalet amas. However, the Rav explains, if let's say the city was very large, and 2,000 amas to the west of the Eiriv would end smack in the middle of the city, that would be the end point. you would not consider the city Dalet Amos. We only consider the city Dalet Amos as if the whole city is within the Tchum of 2,000 Amos. There should be a picture below.